This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go.
Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, from Missouri Ozarks for right now, but I don't think that's going to be too much longer. And if you'd like to call and you're on topic, I'd love to hear from you. If you're not on topic, I would not like to hear from you. The call-in number is 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is 605-477-3249. You can probably hear some seriousness in my voice, and you'll see why in just a couple seconds. We're trying to connect with Gwyneth Isaacs right now in Australia. We're having a little bit of difficulty. So in the meantime, I'm going to say something I was going to say at the beginning of the broadcast anyway. So I want to say a sincere thank you to a very special group of people. The meetup group, the expo guests for whom we bought their weekend passes to everything, including the extra fee, Dr. Miller and Matt Stein events, all the public school principals and superintendents and teachers, of which nobody, not one of them, attended our expo, and a special thank you to all of our internet and email detractors. You've saved me a lot of time. I'm speaking to the people I just mentioned in this elite group. You've saved me a lot of time because we no longer have to do any expos. No longer have to spend months, like 9 months, preparing for an expo. I no longer have to prepare for meetups and waste time preparing for meetups and aligning guests and calendars. And I no longer have to do USA Prepares projects. You know, we had some really interesting projects, and I'll mention them in just a minute. And I no longer have to do the USA Prepares Village. I don't need to spend any more time on it. It's over. It's done. So, going back through a little bit of history, I expected all of the projects to be failures. All of them. I really did. And originally, there was a 640-acre parcel that I wanted to buy with the plans of using it for 2, 5, 10, and 20-acre parcels with common areas and building a village. It's in Missouri. We could have done it where individuals could buy per acre $1,200. Well, think about that. $2,400, roughly, you could have 2 acres in a magnificent village. This would be as nice as the nicest park you have ever seen. Water running through it, magnificent entry, only one way in, only one way out, surrounded by woods, in the middle of nowhere. $1,200 an acre. Only a few people. I was on the radio for months talking about it. Only a few people expressed interest, actually remote interest. Nobody followed up. So that project fell apart because the land was cut over all the trees, all these 100-plus-year-old trees were cut down, logged, and now it's nothing but stumps. 640 acres or 1 square mile of stumps. It's been destroyed. Then we had some really neat projects, about $20 projects. $20 projects. So for $20, you could buy from USA Prepares a colloidal silver generator. No kidding, $20. An LED emergency lighting system running on a car battery or a truck battery. $20. Of course, you'd have to provide the battery, but the rest of it you'd get from us, except for the wiring to go from the battery to the LED lighting system. 15 feet of LED lights. It would run about a month if you used it a few hours a day. That one battery would last a month on a charge. Then we had another project, a battery desulfator that could let your lead-acid automotive and truck batteries last twice as long or more. And we had two more projects. After months of trying to decide and having a little online click to indicate your preference as to which one we should start with, we only had about 100 people saying that they wanted to do all of them, meaning 20 for the desulfator, 20 for LED lighting, 20 for each of them. And there were so few people that wanted to do each project that we had to abandon that. It was not productive. We couldn't pull it off because of so little interest. Can you imagine that? And the meetups, you know, the hours and hours I would spend almost a day per week preparing for the meetups, to travel to Springfield, to travel from Springfield, the hours of preparation, and then the 3 and 4 hours there. Turned out to be, you know, a full day every week just to do the meetup. And, of course, we were thrown overboard. I couldn't get the meetup people to stop bringing their cell phones into the meetup restaurant. Couldn't get them to do it. I could not get them to do it. Asking them for over a month, posting signs on the door, it still didn't sink in. So the latest project was spurred on, and by the way, all these projects were spurred on by instructors and students asking me to do this. So I did. And they've been complete failures. The latest one, which I pulled the plug on this morning, the 200-acre property that we could turn into a village. Now, what we were going to do is, my plan was to take 200 acres. Half of it would be for individuals to buy at 1 acre apiece or so. If they wanted a little more, that'd be fine too. But it would be about $1,200 an acre. They could have one or two or three or five of the 100 acres that would be available for individuals at $1,200 an acre or so. And they could put a container on it and make a home out of a container. They could build a cabin on it. They could do whatever they want within reason. Except there'd be some rules. And the rules were kind of simple. No cell phones. I mean, no smartphones. And the village would be people who had skills. If you wanted to be a member of, we'll call it a club, because we don't have to let anybody in. This is ours, right? And you would own your own property. This wasn't like rent property. You would own it. And then the other 100 acres of the 200 acres would be used for the common areas of the village. Gardening, the shop, the mechanic shop, the workshop, agriculture, animals, things like that. Teaching, the village center for the house of worship, when it's not used for other things and meetings and get-togethers, teaching. That's what the plan was. Well, I pulled the plug on it because of detractors and lack of interest. So let me share with you what I'm talking about. When I talk about the GDP, this is exactly what I'm talking about. So the Ron Gibson channel on YouTube is a channel that hosts Mike Rivero. His broadcast is What Really Happened. It's 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I've spoken with Mike Rivero. He's a USA Preparedness instructor. He hails from Republic Broadcasting Network. He's on the afternoons. And we're on it. So there used to be Alex Jones, Mike Rivero, and USA Preparers. Ron Gibson, a gentleman who lives in North Carolina, decided that he liked those three broadcasts. And he put them on his channel. He built a channel, and he has 27,400 subscribers. 27,400 subscribers to his channel, of which Mike Rivero is number one on the channel now. It used to be Alex Jones number one, Mike Rivero number two, and USA Preparers number three. Well, currently it's Mike Rivero's number one and USA Preparers is number two. Mike Rivero talks about the news and his take on the news. We don't do that so much. We talk about what is happening, what you need to know about it, and what you need to do about it. We're not just a news digester. Right? We actually talk about preparedness. Now, I'm not saying anything negative about Mike Rivero. He does a great job. But what I am saying is there's a difference between us and everybody else. We do not just talk about the news. We don't talk about politics too much. So here are some of the comments from people who every day these guys listen to USA Prepares on the Ron Gibson channel. And Ron Gibson strips out the commercials so you can listen faster because you don't. But then YouTube puts in their own commercials. So here we go. There's a detractor by the name of Keith with the last letter D. Keith D. And this is yesterday. Let's get this straight. I buy a piece of land from Vince and have to prove I have enough skills to qualify for membership in his cult. No cell phones. No Wi-Fi. No laptops with webcams. How about smart TVs? King Vince has to okay anything you bring into your home. What if you own a car with an OnStar type system? Have to ask Vince? What a joke. He's disappointed that he has no takers. Good luck, King Vito Power. Lots of laughs. That's from Keith D. There's another one from another detractor called 408 Magenta Magenta. I use a cell phone to speak to my beloved daughter in London, England. I would be deprived of a cell phone? Question mark. For what reason? Insane. I like the idea of a community of people helping each other or being assured that the help they would need would be readily available, but if the entry requirement is of a gated community, limits my freedom, forget it. My comments about those two detractors is that they're assuming that the people in the village would want to have smart devices. They're assuming that the people in the village would want to have webcams and smartphones that could surveil them at any point in time and audio record them at any point in time. Or that having no limits on freedom is a good thing. I think about that.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. 71 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. You can do
it if you try. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I'm talking about these, the GDP. And I'm giving you some examples of the GDP. You know, they'll say, hey, boy, I really miss the expo. I'm not talking about everybody. I'm just talking about most people. Really miss the expo. Boy, I was really great. Literally, class, it was the largest preparedness expo this country has ever seen. And it was by far the best. And we've had competitors come to our expo, and what they've done is they wear their cell phones right at their belt buckle. We know who they are. And they would come in, barge in, demand free admission, and then go from exhibitor to exhibitor to exhibitor and video the whole thing so they could take all of our hard work, steal it, and then bring those exhibitors to their expo, where they charged three, four, five times more than we did for everything, meaning the exhibit space and so forth. Well, let me continue on with why I have given up on expos and meetups and things like that. So here's another post from 408 Magenta Magenta. This was yesterday as well. Non-stop failures basically implies that your formula is not correct. It's akin to bashing your head on reinforced concrete and expecting a different outcome other than a bruised head. Besides, I've heard it all ad nauseum. All right? Here's another one from that same Keith D. guy or gal or whatever gender he may or she may or it may be. Keith D., let's get this straight. I buy a piece of land from Vince and have to prove I have enough skills to qualify for membership in his cult. No cell phones, no Wi-Fi, no laptops with webcams. How about smart TVs? King Vince has to okay everything you bring into your home. What if you own a car with an OnStar type system? Have to ask Vince? What a joke. He's disappointed that he has no takers. Good luck, King Veto Power. Lots of laughs. So who are these characters? Keith D. has two subscribers on YouTube. Two. T-W-O. Two. 408 Magenta Magenta. Zero subscribers. The Ron Gibson channel where our audio is uploaded every day for anyone who wants to listen to it, 27,400 subscribers. What I'm trying to tell you is people like this are the reason and the meetup people who beat us up. I mean, think about it. We've never charged anything for the meetup. Anybody who wanted to come to our expo, I've said on the air many, many times, probably over 100 times, if you need a scholarship, for whatever reason, all you have to do is come to the front desk at the expo and say, may I have a scholarship? No questions asked. You get one. If you're a public school teacher, principal, superintendent, you can come for free. And so can your spouse. And so can your children. Because the reason I did that, I wanted to see if they would show up. Not one. And the reason I said, and your spouse, is so that they wouldn't say, oh, I know what you're trying to do, Finelli. What you're trying to do is get me to come for free, and then I have to have my children pay. And my husband or wife pay. I know what you're trying to do. Nope. They all would come for free. But not one of them. Not one came to the expo. Only homeschool teachers. Which means parents. That's all. Now why is that? That's because teachers in the public training camp are mercenaries. If you don't pay them, they won't show up. They're the same people who complain that they're overworked. Overworked! I remember telling a kindergarten teacher, yeah, the toughest thing that you have to worry about is a child wetting his or her pants. That's the toughest thing you have to worry about. Everything else is easy for you. Brian in California, please stay with us, and you're up next, right after the commercial announcements.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats launching a formal impeachment inquiry against President Trump, accusing him of pressuring a foreign government Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son, Democratic U.S. Senator and White House hopeful Cory Booker.
The President of the United States withholds that aid in order to go after a political opponent. I think that was a bridge too far for people.
The President denies there was any connection between aid to Ukraine and anything that was discussed about the Bidens in the July phone call, which generated a whistleblower complaint. The President says an unredacted transcript of the call will prove that when it's released later today. To the White House race, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is now slightly ahead of former VP Joe Biden in the latest national poll from Quinnipiac University. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
What? Today,
God,
you're
take my. When you go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Looks like it's just me today. And I've been talking about the meetups, the expo, the village, the projects, the latest village. And Brian in California, welcome. You're on with
yeah,
me, Vin Fennelly. I can.
Can you hear me? How you doing?
Yes, I can. Yeah, good, good.
Yeah, no, I listen to your show all the time. You just talk about a lot of things I'm interested in, but as far as what you're talking about today, my big thing is, You know, you're talking about building a little neighborhood there, and I live off-grid on 2.5 acres, and I got at least 2.5 acres between me and every neighbor. And the last thing I want to do is buy an acre and have to live next door to some kook on the next acre.
Well, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And that's what the, you know, I didn't flesh out all the rules of this particular village, but I can assure you, I don't want this to become a homosexual retreat. I don't want this to become a pink hair, blue hair, green hair retreat. I don't want people who are weak of character and without skills and are huge, crazy risk takers to be here. We don't need that. And here's the situation, Brian. So let's say we have 200 acres, and 200 acres is roughly a third of a mile by a third of a mile. And we have four corners. And on those four corners, we say, look, you know, the world has gone crazy. The grid is down, lights out. It's been like this for weeks. And we know that people want what we have worked so hard to build for ourselves. We didn't build it for them. They could have built it for themselves, but they were busy going to the St. Louis Cardinals games and Disney and restaurants and wasting their money and not paying attention. But we sacrificed to build this village. And we worked hard, and we're raising food, and we only have enough for us. And they want to come and get it. So what we do is we say, all right, so we've got four corners of the property, and we assign, and let's say there's 100 of us, and we assign, and when I say we assign, okay? The group figures out, but there'll be some leaders because there'll be some people who are just not good at leadership, but there'll be an organization, a roster of who does the gardening, who does the dishes, who does the cooking, who does the meat preparation, who does the butchering, who does the planting, and everybody gets to do everything. But let's say we pick four people to be on the lookout in the corners of the property. What is the likelihood that those four people are going to actually pay attention and protect everybody inside the village and not let the marauders in? What's the possibility? So that's why we need people to be paying attention. No looking down on cell phones. No texting. If there were such a thing, you know, up and running, okay? That's what I'm talking about. We want to make sure that we are on task.
Yeah,
and
well, I'm talking,
I've talked
my,
to people.
My little cell phone, the flip phone. That the only reason I have it is we can't get a landline where I live. But and my other big question is part of the reason I live like I do off grid. And mm-hmm. my grid's not going down, but it's because I don't want to be a part of somebody's society. So, but I do have to move in the next 2 years to get out of California. So,
yeah. I would think so. I would think so. I have lived in California back in 1980. I survived 18 months. And when I was flying out to California back then, I don't fly anymore. I haven't for years. Years.
Yeah, with you there.
I was sitting next to this gal. That's the way the seats were assigned. I didn't know who she was. She didn't know who I was. She was a little older than I. And we were flying from the East Coast to California, and she asked me what I was doing. And I said, I'm going to California. And she said, so what are you going to do there? And I said, well, you know, we're starting up a company, and we're going to manufacture satellite communications equipment. And so she said, well, since you want to be an entrepreneur, let me ask you this question. And here's the question. Would you rather die leaving a lot of money, or would you rather die owing a lot of money? And, of course, the answer is I'd rather not die right now, but the answer is leaving a lot of money. Okay. And how would you answer that question, Brian?
I'm leaving skills. I got my two boys live with us, and they pretty much do most of the work on the farm because I'm working on the...
Yeah, but no, that's not the question. The question is, would you rather, if you started a company, would you rather die leaving a lot of money, or would you rather die owing a lot of money?
Oh, leaving a lot of money, obviously.
Okay, that's the same way I answered it, okay? And she said she was aghast, absolutely aghast at my ignorance.
Right.
And she said, no,
enjoy it.
Yeah, that's what you want to do. You want to borrow lots of money, lots of people money, and then when you die, tough. They all get stuck with not getting paid back. That's what she's talking about. Okay, that is the California mentality. So even before I landed in San Jose on that flight, I learned that that's how it is in California. And also in California, I noticed that Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, you go to a restaurant. Why? Because people aren't related to many people in California because they're all running from something. Well, not all, but many are running from something. And so they go to California to get away from whatever's chasing them. And then also, so that means that the family's not there. It's just them.
Right.
Going to a restaurant. Can you imagine going to a restaurant for Christmas? I can't imagine that. See, Christmas to me is family. Thanksgiving to me is family. It's Thanksgiving. And Easter to me is family. Okay? That's what it is. Well, in California it's different. And another thing that happened to me is I had an old Porsche, a 914, a very inexpensive Porsche. It was like $2,000. And a guy said to me, "Wow, what kind of locks do you have on those wheels?" I said, "Locks on my wheels." He said, "Yeah, so you know your wheels and tires don't get stolen. What kind of locks?" I said, "I don't have any." That's what California's like. Tell me I'm wrong.
Nah, you're right. Yeah, I got a car with a newer rims on, and everyone that's got some weird lug nuts on there that I got to go buy a special tool to get them off with.
Right.
Wanted to be there when I come back.
Those are wheel locks. Yeah, and that's really what it's like. But you know, here. In our neck of the woods in Missouri, it's not like that. So, Brian, you may want to consider Missouri. It's a low, in some places of Missouri, it's a low cost of living area. So you could buy, now, get ready for this. You could buy a farm with, let's say, 80 acres, okay, and pay less than $200 a year taxes.
Okay, well, what I did here is we moved out to the desert, and for $7,500, I bought 2.5 acres with a rundown house on it, and I rebuilt the house, and, yeah, that's what we got going. I got livestock and goats anyway.
Now, is the government corporation helping you by saying, hey, we really appreciate you raising those animals, and now we're going to tax you X dollars per head per year, and by the way, your farm equipment, we got to tax you X dollars per year, personal property tax, and we want to make sure, you know, you have those animals registered with us. Do they do that and help you?
No, but it's what they're doing here right now is they're pretty much cutting it to where you can't have livestock. You can't buy any animals. The feed store they used to have, I mean, chickens and goats and all kinds of stuff, and this year they can't carry any of them because of the bird. The Newcastle thing. So they've pretty much eliminated chickens. You can't even have them in California right now.
Huh. So when the governor wants to have an omelet or the state legislature decides that they're going to have a feast at the public expense and it's a breakfast feast, are they going to import those eggs from, Missouri?
Yeah. Okay, what they've said is that you can't buy or sell. So if you have them, it's okay. But they're trying to quarantine everybody. So, yeah.
I got to tell you, Brian, if you've ever had chickens, they have a maximum life expectancy of about 4 years.
Yep.
So if you don't have a rooster and some hens, you're not. Eventually, in 4 years, there will be no more chickens.
Yeah, I prefer ducks, but I have a couple of chickens. But we've been hatching on ducks for a couple of years.
Brian, so I take it you didn't always live this way. I take it you did live on the grid at some point. Can you describe for our class what it's like to be responsible for your own actions? Meaning if your battery bank went down or it's not sunny out or your array is covered with it could be snow in your area or maybe not, depending on what part of California. You're responsible for your own actions. What is that like compared to having a job and just going to work?
Honestly, it's just way less headache. Honestly, my batteries, my inverter went out last year, and so I took a day off and I had to go 6 stores to get a new one, but it's done and it's paid for. I don't know anybody, owe anybody any money for it. And we started with the solar. I got the wrong kind of batteries, but we stretched that for a year. And when it was up, I went and bought some new ones, and they seem to be working a lot better. So, like you always say, you make your own mistakes. And but once it's fixed, you don't have to worry about it anymore.
You know, it's interesting. It's interesting that you remembered that phrase, and that phrase is attributed to us here at USA Prepares. And what I meant by that was, you know, why buy someone else's old house that's full of mistakes? Make your own mistakes. Build your own house. But I got to tell you, I have never met a single individual yet, person to person. I mean, I've never looked them in the eyes who said, you know what, I built my own house.
I almost say that because we took the one we have was, I mean, it's been sitting there for 20 years vacant. So I shipped it all the way down. It's already permitted. Had to have the permit. And just rebuilt what I had. Took a week off to roof it. And yeah, good for me.
Okay. So you have skills. Now, if you re-roofed it, that's impressive. I mean, that's hard,
okay.
Heavy, hot.
Hold
work.
On a minute. Then we put a metal roof on it. So
yeah.
That was in my skill level.
And it's still, I got to tell you, it's metalworking, and if you're talking about sheet metal, that's a really dangerous dangerous project. Yeah, I mean, you can slice off your hands, your fingers, you can die working with metal. It's one of the most dangerous occupations you can have. So,
yeah, but we've done spray winters here, and I don't have any leaks. So, there you go.
Yeah. All right. So if you ever have to fix it, can you fix it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I did it right the first time, so I wouldn't have to fix it.
So you use screws with neoprene washers rather than nails?
Right. Mm-hmm. A whole bunch of them.
Yeah. Probably thousands. Yeah, that's what we did. We did the same thing. We built a barn. What we literally did was we bought a used, I mean, think about this, class. We bought a used barn. The barn was about 350 to 400 feet long. It was in Arkansas. And it was a chicken barn. And it was a very low barn. And it had metal trusses. And it had metal roofing. And at curtain sides. And what we did was we bought the roofing, the purlins, the trusses. And then we built our own short walls. And then raised the whole barn and used everything used. Everything.
Yeah.
Except the new
yeah,
short walls out
of
concrete.
Yeah, there was all kinds of scrap wood on my property. I built about everything out of that I could because we didn't have any money right then. So.
Do you want to hold through the break?
I have to get off here, Vince. I have a job right now. Okay. So.
Great. Hey, thanks for sharing with us.
Campers and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This broadcast was supposed to be with Gwyneth Isaacs, but we're having trouble connecting with her. So I'm just doing something I have never done before, and that is a solo monologue. And so I'm going to continue to bash the GDP and the trolls and the detractors, and I'm proving to you who they are and what they're like. So I can assure you that Keith D and 408 Magenta, or anyone like that, is not welcome on our farm and is not welcome in the village that I would have helped build. Okay? They would not be welcome. And of course, no one with blue hair, green hair, pink hair, and no homos. Because I don't want... Homos, to me, are risk takers. They're like... They are not in it for the long run. There is no long run for them. There is no continued bloodline for them. Because they're homos. It can't be that they could have children. They're homos. They're self-limiting. So what do? They're obviously in it for that pleasure of the moment. I don't want to be too graphic because I might vomit. But as far as the village is concerned, I would want good, honest, hardworking, loyal people there with skills. It's too late. It's too late to teach people who don't know how to do anything how to do things. It's too late. If their health is if they've let their health go, I don't know if we have time to fix that. And as far as me making rules, absolutely. I said it on the air. There's no hidden agenda. If I'm bringing a backhoe and tractors and trailers and a hay baler or two, hay mowing equipment, hay rakes, road grading equipment, generators, and the knowledge and skills to make all this work, and be willing to teach people, of course there would be rules. There's no way I'm going to waste the remaining time I have on the planet with the GDP. I'm not going to do it. I want to tell you a little bit about an experience with Craigslist. So, here's the story. This is someone I know. So someone I know was helping someone else I know sell a car or a vehicle on Craigslist. And he puts the vehicle on Craigslist, complete description. Here's the vehicle, the miles, all kinds of pictures, inside, outside, front, back, sides, engine, lots of pictures. Description saying, here's what the seller knows about it, here's what works, and here's what you need to work on. And then texts come in. Best offer? Question mark. No conversation about, hello, I'm interested in buying your vehicle. Can you tell me about such and such? No. I think it would be a millennial who would be behind the keyboard of a smartphone saying, best offer? Question mark. The guy helping the sell the vehicle, he was doing it as a favor. He wasn't doing it for any money. He was just doing it as a favor for a friend. Just ignored it. Another text comes in. Runs? Question mark. I guess that means, does it run? Now, obviously, the person didn't read the description. I guess that's too hard. I guess it's too hard to make a phone call and say, hello, I'm interested. Can you tell me about the condition? Is your price firm? Another one comes in. Location? Question mark. So the person helping sell this vehicle on Craigslist ignored all that. And then what happened was a call came in. The guy said he was interested. The two of them discussed it, the buyer and the prospective buyer and the seller. They discussed it. They decided that there was enough information in that phone call. The man who wanted to buy it said, I'll be there. I'm coming. He rented a truck. He rented a trailer. And drove 2 hours each way. And picked it up. And it worked. It was really simple. But how difficult do you think it would be working with someone who just sends you a two-word and a question mark? Text, best offer. Runs, question mark, or location, question mark. And they don't have the knowledge, the desire, or the interest in reading the whole advertisement on Craigslist. This is where we are. This is just one small, tiny speck of the GDP. This is what's happening right now. When we come back, I'm going to read you a series of emails that came into me. The original one was from me, requesting that this person, this author, consider being on the air with me talking about his subject matter. You won't believe this email.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.